Ottawa City Official, Contracted Tow Trucks Refuse to Remove Freedom Convoy? By Jacob Bliss on February 8, 2022. Tow truck companies, contracted by the City of Ottawa, are refusing all of the requests to take heavy vehicles associated with the Freedom Convoy from the downtown area, according to City Manager Steve Kanellikos, who told reporters on Monday. The top city official explained that all of the tow truck operators from the list of companies the city typically uses to provide tow services have unilaterally said no to any request. Global News reported that the demonstrations are headed into the second week of protest. "We've contacted them all and they're all refusing to provide heavy tow truck work," Kanellikos said in a press conference. However, he explained that the tow truck operators are still doing light work, not heavy trucks and larger vehicles. "Many of them, or most of them, don't want to do the work, especially the heavy tow truck work, because they rely on the heavy truck industry for their livelihood and they don't want to damage that part of their business," Kanellikos explained. The city's mayor, Jim Watson, has reportedly been in touch and asked for resources from city officials in Toronto, Brampton, and other Ontario cities, according to Kanellikos. He also explained that the problems removing the Freedom Convoy are happening all over and not an Ottawa-only problem. Local Police Deputy Chief Steve Bell, not willing to share the specifics, said that the police are trying to find creative solutions to remove demonstrators since they do not have any cooperation from tow truck companies. "We are coming towards a position where we're not going to let the tow truck operators and the ability to tow those vehicles out of there be an obstacle to ending what's occurring," Bell said. The top city officials noted that the city is reviewing its contract with the tow truck operators in order to see what actions we can take to deal with this unprecedented situation. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.